Ask for a release of your spirit tonight.
Nous prions que tu relâches ton esprit ce soir.
For you to execute these plans.
Que tu exécutes la dispense.
To make them a reality in our lives.
Que cela soit une réalité dans nos vies.
We ask tonight.
Nous demandons que ce soir.
That our hearts be open to you.
Que nos cœurs soient ouverts à toi.
That you might move deep into our hearts.
Afin que tu puisses te lever puissamment dans nos cœurs.
And begin to rebuild.
Et que tu puisses reconstruire.
Begin to change.
Que tu changes.
Begin to transform.
Que tu transformes.
Begin to pull down things.
Que tu fasses tomber les choses.
And begin to build again.
Et que tu reconstruis encore.
Come and have your way.
Viens, prends place, Seigneur.
In the name of Jesus.
Au nom de Jésus.
Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
It's a wonderful time to be in the presence of God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And God has great things for us. God has great things for us.
Le Seigneur a des grandes choses pour nous.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
When the Lord sent us to this place,
lorsque le Seigneur nous a envoyé à cet endroit,
He put some things in our hearts.
Il nous a mis des choses à cœur.
We are trusting that the Spirit of God.
Nous faisons confiance à l'Esprit de Dieu.
We begin to release them to you. Now the Spirit of God is the custodian of the treasures of God.
L'Esprit de Dieu c'est
le garde.
Le garde de choses de Dieu.
He said, Jesus said, He will take the things that belong to me and give them to you.
Jésus dit que il va prendre les choses qui lui appartiennent et nous les donner.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So open your hearts today.
Ça signifie que nous devons ouvrir nos cœurs.
God has something for you.
Le Seigneur a quelque chose pour toi.
The gift of God to a man.
Le cadeau de Dieu pour l'homme.
Changes that man.
Ça change cette personne-là.
It makes him to become what God has in mind for him.
Ça fait à ce que cet homme-là devienne ce que le Seigneur a pour lui.
Hallelujah.
On n'a pas besoin de soi-même.
So,
sorry. It's possible some people.
Il y a des gens qui ne comprennent pas le français.
Il y a quelqu'un qui a des problèmes pour comprendre le français. Il y en a.
So that we can narrow it. Somebody can be translated.
Everybody can understand Swahili, but not everybody can understand Swahili.
Let's turn to 1 John chapter 1.
Nous sommes Johan en 1 Jean.
Ok, nous allons lire dans 1 Jean, au premier chapitre. Du premier verset au huitième verset. C'est bien ça. Ok. Je vais lire le titre dans ma version, une vision biblique de Christ. Ce qui était dès le commencement, ce que nous avons entendu, ce que nous avons vu de nos yeux, ce que nous avons contemplé et que nos mains ont touché concernant la parole de vie. Et la vie a été manifestée et nous l'avons vue et nous lui rendons témoignage. Et nous vous annonçons la vie éternelle qui était auprès du Père et qui nous a été manifestée. Ce que nous avons vu et entendu, nous vous l'annonçons à vous aussi, afin que vous aussi vous soyez en communion avec nous. Or, notre communion est avec le Père et avec son Fils Jésus-Christ. Et nous écrivons ces choses afin que votre joie soit parfaite. Le deuxième titre, une vision biblique du péché. Verset 5. La nouvelle que nous avons apprise de lui et que nous vous annonçons, c'est que Dieu est lumière et qu'il n'y a point en lui de ténèbres. Si nous disons que nous sommes en communion avec lui et que nous marchons dans les ténèbres, nous mentons et nous ne pratiquons pas la vérité. Si nous marchons dans la lumière, comme il est lui-même dans la lumière, nous sommes mutuellement en communion et le sang de Jésus, son Fils, nous purifie de tout péché. Si nous disons que nous n'avons pas de péché, nous nous séduisons nous-mêmes et la vérité n'est point en nous. C'est verset 8. Ok. Si nous confessons nos péchés, il est fidèle et juste pour nous les pardonner et nous purifier de toute iniquité. 10. Si nous disons que nous n'avons pas de péché, nous le faisons mentir et sa parole n'est point en nous.
Amen. Alléluia.
Amen.
Ok. I want us to read again Ephesians chapter 5, verse 14. Then we'll come back to this John.
Alors, ils appellent la peine à prendre pour Ephésiens 5, verset 15.
Yeah, Ephésiens 5, 14.
Chapitre. Ephésiens 5, verset 14.
Nous allons lire Ephésiens 5, 14.
14. 14. Ok, start from verse 14.
Ok. Ephésiens 5, à partir du 13e verset jusqu'au 14e verset, nous allons lire.
14.
Ok, just go back. Let's just start. Go back and start from verse 8.
Ok. Yes. Ephésiens 5, à partir du 8e verset, nous allons lire. Autrefois, vous étiez ténèbres, et maintenant, vous êtes lumière dans le Seigneur. Marchez comme des enfants de lumière, car le fruit de la lumière consiste en toutes sortes de bonté, de justice et de vérité. Examinez ce qui est agréable au Seigneur et ne prenez point part aux œuvres infructueuses des ténèbres, mais plutôt condamnez-les, car il est honteux de dire ce qu'ils font en secret. Mais tout ce qui est réprouvé, tout ce qui est réprouvé apparaît en pleine lumière, car tout ce qui est ainsi manifesté est lumière. C'est pour cela qu'il est dit, réveille-toi, toi qui dors, réveille-toi d'entre les morts, et Christ t'éclairera. Amen.
Ok, just finish with...
I finished
14, eh?
14, yes.
Okay, stop there. Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. We are going to be talking a little tonight about the light. Hallelujah. The light. Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
The word of the Lord is given to the church in Goma is awake and arise.
Neno ya Mungu inafanywa kwa Goma inasema kulamuka na kuwa justi.
Praise the name of the Lord. Awake you that is sleeping.
Mulamuke nyi wenye kulala.
Arise from the dead.
Mutoke kwenye kifo.
And Christ will give you light.
Na Kristo atawapatia mwangaza.
Praise the name of the Lord. That is what God is saying to you.
Ni ile ndio Mungu yuko anatuambia.
Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. So we will start by asking ourselves, what is light? Praise the name of the Lord. Amen. What is light? And if you look at verse 13, it says that when anything is exposed and reproved by the light, it is made visible, clear. And where everything is visible and clear, there is light.
Verset
13.
Mais tout ce qui est éprouvé apparaît en pleine lumière, car tout ce qui est ainsi manifesté est lumière.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Light shows a thing for what it is.
Mwangaza inaonesha jinsi kitu kiko.
When anything is brought to the light, the true nature of that thing is revealed.
Kama kitu wanakipeleka kwenye mwangaza, nature ya kweli ya ile kitu inaonekana.
Praise the name of the Lord. Light exposes a thing.
Mwangaza inaexpose ka kitu.
It brings the character of that thing to light.
Inaleta karakter ya ile kitu kwenye mwangaza.
When there is darkness in a place,
wakati kuko giza fasi,
you cannot see exactly what is there.
Hawezi ona mzuri kitu kenye kiko
pale. But when light comes,
lakini wakati mwangaza inakuja,
that thing is shown for what it is.
Ile kitu inaonekana jinsi kiko.
So light means to reveal something.
Mwangaza inasema itaonesha, itaitale kitu.
It means that something that was hidden is now brought into a place where it can be seen plainly.
Inasema ya kuwa kitu yenye ilikuwa inafuchika inaingia fasi kwenye itaonekana wazi.
So we have to be able to relate this to ourselves.
Tunapaswa uweza kulinganisha ile na sisi na maisha yetu.
Because the Bible says that we are people of the light.
Kwa kuwa Biblia inasema ya kuwa tuko watoto wa mwangaza.
What does that mean to us?
Nini ile inamaanisha kwetu?
Praise the name of the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. We read in John, 1 John. Let's go back to 1 John.
We come back there. Jean.
Praise the name of the Lord. 1 John chapter 1.
Tulisoma kwenye mstari wa kwanza wa John. 1 John 1:1.
Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Now let's read verse 5.
Tusome verse 5.
It says, and this is the message which we have heard from him.
La nouvelle que nous avons apprise de lui.
And we are now reporting to you.
Et que nous vous annonçons
that God is light.
C'est que Dieu est lumière.
And in him there is no darkness at all.
Et qu'il n'y a point en lui de ténèbres.
Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
Now, everything we are doing. This is what we are about. This is the business we are engaged in. This is the message that we are bringing to you. That God is light. And in God there is no darkness. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. In God there is no darkness. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Now the nature of God is the nature of light. Praise the name of the Lord. God is light.
Mungu ni mwangaza.
Now light speaks about the nature of God.
Mwangaza inaongelea natura manafsi ya Mungu.
God is a being of light.
Mungu iko mwenye mwangaza.
In him there is no wickedness.
Ndani yake hakuna ubaya.
In him there is no falsehood.
Ndani yake hakuna mizizi mbaya.
In God there is no hypocrisy.
Ndani ya Mungu hakuna hypocrisy.
In God there is no lie.
Ndani ya Mungu hakuna uongo.
In God there is no uncleanness.
Ndani ya Mungu hakuna uchafu.
In God there is nothing bad. That is the nature of God. Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
And that's why God is light. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. There is no darkness in God. When God tells you something, that is the way it is. Hallelujah.
Amen.
God does not lie. Praise the name of the Lord. God does not pretend. Hallelujah. God does not do hidden things. Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
If God says come, He means come. Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Now, this is the God who is our Father. This is the spirit that we have received when we got born again. We became children of light. Praise the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Because God is light. Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
In Him there is no darkness. Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Verse 6 says, if we say we are partaking together and enjoy fellowship with Him,
si nous disons que si nous disons que nous sommes en communion avec lui,
hallelujah, when we are walking in darkness,
et que nous marchons dans les ténèbres,
then we are both speaking falsely and living falsely.
Nous mentons et nous ne pratiquons pas la vérité.
And we are not practicing this gospel.
Nous ne pratiquons pas la vérité.
Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. Now, this gospel that we are preaching to you, John wrote to the church. He said, what we have seen from the beginning, what we have heard with our ears, what we have touched with our hands, that is what we are preaching to you. John was talking about their experience with Jesus Christ. Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
Now, John chapter 1
Jean, mstari wa kwanza,
tells us that in the beginning was the Word.
Anatuelezea kuwa kwa mwanzo kulikuwa neno.
And that Word was with God.
Na hiyo neno ilikuwa na Mungu.
And that Word was God.
Na hiyo neno ilikuwa Mungu.
He says that in this Word was life.
Na anasema ya kuwa ndani ya hiyo neno kulikuwa maisha.
And that this life is also the light of men.
Na hiyo maisha iko mwangaza ya Mungu.
In other words, when a man receives this word, he receives light into his life. And that this light, when you receive it, begins to shine out. Your neighbor will see the light coming out of you. Your family members will see this light coming out of you. When the light shines, it cannot be. Look at light.
You take out
this light now. I cannot see your face again. Praise the name of the Lord. What I now see is darkness. Praise the name of the Lord. I am not comfortable in darkness. Because I'm not sure what I'm seeing. Praise the name of the Lord. He said that in Jesus was life.
And
this life is the light of man. This light has a nature. When it begins to shine, darkness begins to flee away. Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
Wherever light comes, darkness becomes uncomfortable. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Darkness becomes uncomfortable.
Giza inakuwa inakosa amani.
And it cannot stay there.
Na haiwezi kubakia pale.
Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
Now I believe God is bringing the word to the people that live in this land.
Nina uhakika kuwa Mungu yuko natuletea neno, analetea neno.
Bringing the word to the church in this land.
Analeta neno kwa kanisa.
That we are sons of light.
Tuko watoto wa mwangaza.
We have nothing to do with darkness.
Hatuna kitu ya kufanya na giza.
You cannot combine light and darkness.
Hawezi kuunganisha giza na mwangaza.
It does not work.
Haiwezi tumika vile.
You are either darkness.
Unaweza kuwa giza.
Or you are light.
Ama mwangaza.
The two do not mix.
Ile vitu viwili havichangani.
They are two different natures.
Nina nafsi mbili tofauti.
They have no common ground.
Haina udongo moja ya pamoja.
Praise the name of the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. We have no common ground.
So,
God is bringing the word to us today.
Mungu anatuletea neno kwa
siku. The same challenge the church has had.
Na niyo defi ambao kanisa ilipata.
That darkness has encroached into light.
Ya kuona giza iliingia ndani ya kanisa.
And the light has become darkness.
Na hiyo mwangaza ikakuwa giza.
Praise the name of the Lord. So God is calling the people today.
Mungu kunaita watu leo.
Come out of darkness.
Watoke ndani ya giza.
And stand in the light.
Na wasimame ndani ya mwangaza.
As we are going to see.
Na gisi tutaona.
When a man begins to walk in the light.
Wakati mtu anaanza tembea ndani ya mwangaza.
Nothing about him is hidden.
Hakuna kitu itafichika tena.
He is very confident.
Iko na confidence yake.
Everybody sees him.
Kila mtu anamuona.
Hallelujah. Amen. Because he has nothing to hide.
Kwa kuwa hana kitu ya kufichika.
Praise the name of the Lord. Amen. This is a life that God is calling us to live. We cannot be carrying Bible and be walking in darkness. Our whole life has become a lie. We're not just speaking the lie. We are also living the lie. And eventually we become a lie. Praise the name of the Lord. And the Bible says all liars. We have their portion. In a lake that burns with fire. Praise the name of God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So John saw a life.
Jean alipata aliona maisha.
He had been seeing men.
Alikuwa akiona mtu
living a kind of life.
Anaishi maisha.
But in this man Jesus.
Lakini ndani ya Yesu Kristo.
He saw another kind of life.
Akaona nyingine maisha tofauti.
The life of God.
Maisha ya Mungu.
Being lived out in a human body.
Ilikuwa inaishi ndani ya
kimwili. Praise the name of the Lord. It was a revelation.
Ilikuwa ufunuo.
You mean a man can live like this?
Unaanza ona mtu anaishi hivi.
Not speaking lies.
Haseme uongo.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Not walking crookedly.
Haishi ndani ya kama kinyoka.
Not carrying hatred in his heart.
Habebe kitu ya mubaya mulo yake.
Being bold to speak the truth at all times.
Iko tayari kusema kweli wakati yote.
Praise the name of the Lord. He said, John said, the lie has been revealed.
Na Johana kasema ya kuwa mwangaza ilifunuliwa.
This was the life that God wanted to give Adam. Praise the name of the Lord. God put something into Adam. So that Adam's life will express that thing that God put into him. But God allowed Adam allowed something to come into him. And he lost that life. Hallelujah.
Amen.
But God plans to give life to man.
Mungu alipanga kupana maisha kwa mwanadamu.
When you come into a relationship with God,
wakati unakuwa kwenye urafiki na Mungu,
the plan of God is to put his life inside you.
Na mpango wa Mungu ni kutia kitu ndani yako.
This body that you have,
hii mwili ambao unayo,
is for one purpose.
Ni in the objective moja.
That the life of God be expressed.
Ili maisha ya Mungu ufunuliwe kwa.
The expression of God's life in this body.
Na expression ya Mungu kwa ajili ya mwili yetu.
Is what is called light.
Ni ambayo inaitwa mwangaza.
He says that in him was life.
Anasema ndani yake kulikuwa maisha.
And this life is the light of man.
Na hiyo maisha ni mwangaza ya mwanadamu.
One thing about light.
Kitu moja kwa ajili ya mwangaza.
Is that light shows the way.
Ya kuwa mwangaza inaonyesha njia.
Your life.
Maisha yako.
Is supposed to point man.
Inapaswa kuonesha mtu.
This is the way.
Ikiambia mtu huyu ndio njia.
Walk in it.
Tembea ndani yake.
You want to follow your lifestyle.
Kama mtu anataka kufuatilia
and do the things you do.
Na
walk the way you walk.
Anatembea.
Where would they end up?
Anaweza ishia wapi?
Praise the name of the Lord. Yeah. Jesus revealed this life.
Yesu alifunua hiyo maisha.
And God looked at him.
Na Mungu alimuona.
And said, yes.
Na akasema ndio kweli.
This is the man I've been looking for.
Huyu ndio mtu ambaye nilikuwa natafuta.
This is my beloved son.
Ni huyu ndio mpendo wangu
mtoto. I am well pleased.
Ambaye ninafurahishwa sana naye.
Listen to him.
Umsikilize.
Follow him.
Umfuate.
Follow his example. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. When God created man, he gave him this light. He put light inside man. Because the Bible says that this life is light.
Yes. Yes.
Praise the name of the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. But when you look at the book of Genesis chapter 1, something went wrong. The Bible says that in the beginning God made the heavens
and earth.
Hallelujah. Amen. Now inside you there is a heaven. Inside you there is an earth. Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
This part of you is not the only part of you. You have a part of you that is invisible. Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
Now something went wrong with that creation. Because the Bible says that the earth became without form and void. The earth became without form. It was
disfigured.
Yes. The image of God inside man was disfigured. And the presence of God inside man departed. So man's character changed. Instead of behaving like God, man began to behave like a beast. Because he was empty inside. That life he had lost it. Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
But God did not abandon man. Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
God began to seek man. Just like God is seeking us today. Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
The Bible says, and God said, let dear.
Light.
Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
Let there be light. Because there was darkness covering the face of man.
Now,
every man on this earth who does not know Jesus Christ, you have darkness upon your face. You cannot see. Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
Ali, have you seen a man walking in darkness before? Where there is no light. Now that what you see outside is physical darkness. It is natural darkness. The darkness inside the heart is a more terrible form of darkness. Hallelujah.
Amen.
A man can be walking in the physical daylight, but inside his soul is in total darkness. Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Now when a man takes money that does not belong to him, he is walking in darkness. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Because he does not know that he is destroying his soul. Hallelujah.
Amen.
When you hate your brother, the Bible says you are in darkness. And you don't know where you are going to. Because the darkness has blinded your eyes. Hallelujah. When you are in a relationship that is ungodly, praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
You are in darkness. Because the darkness has blinded you. Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
When you live a life that is fake, you are in darkness. Because the darkness has blinded you. Why are you blind? Because you do not know that darkness is destructive. There is a power in darkness that is destroying your soul and will eventually destroy your body. Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
The Bible said that Jesus is the true light that lightens the world. Because everyone that comes into this world
comes with darkness upon his face.
Kwa kuwa kila mwenye anakuja kwa hii dunia anakujaka na giza kwenye sura yake.
Going to church does not solve that problem.
Kwenda kwenye kanisa haibadili haitengeneze hiyo shida.
Because Jesus is the light.
Kwa kuwa Yesu Kristo ndiko mwangaza.
Hallelujah. Amen. Jesus said, I am the light of the world.
Dan Yesu anasema niko mwangaza wa dunia.
If any man walks in me,
kama kila mtu anatembea ndani yangu,
he will not walk in darkness.
Hata tembea ndani ya giza.
But he will have the light of life.
Lakini atakuwa na mwangaza wa maisha.
Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And so God said, let there be light.
Na Mungu akasema acha mwangaza ikue.
Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
God wants to give light to us.
Mungu anataka tupatie mwangaza.
Now as the word of God is coming to us,
na jinsi neno wa Mungu linatufikia,
God is bringing light to us.
Mungu kwa tuletea mwangaza.
We live in an environment that is full of darkness.
Tunaishi ndani ya mwingine ambao kuna yala giza mingi.
Praise the name of the Lord. Men are walking on the streets every day.
Watu wanatembea kwenye barabara kila siku.
They are walking in darkness.
Wanatembea ndani ya giza.
From darkness to destruction.
Giza kwenye maharibifu.
Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. But God is giving light.
Lakini Mungu kwa kutupa mwangaza.
Where is this light shining?
Wakati ile mwangaza inaangaza.
Let's jump quickly to 2 Corinthians chapter 4.
Tuombe tusome Wakorintho wa 2 mstari wa 4.
Praise the name of the Lord. 2 Corinthians chapter 4.
2 Corinthians 4.
Read from verse 1. To verse 6.
2 Corinthians chapter 4, du 1er au 6e verset, nous allons lire. C'est pourquoi, ayant ces ministères selon la miséricorde qui nous a été faite, nous ne perdons pas courage. Nous rejetons les choses honteuses qui se font en secret. Nous n'avons point une conduite astucieuse et nous n'altérons point la parole de Dieu. Mais en publiant la vérité, nous nous recommandons à toute conscience d'homme devant Dieu. Si notre évangile est encore voilé, il est voilé pour ceux qui périssent, pour les incrédules dont le Dieu de ce siècle a aveuglé l'intelligence, afin qu'ils ne voient pas briller la splendeur de l'évangile de la gloire du Christ, qui est l'image de Dieu. Nous ne prêchons pas nous-mêmes, c'est Jésus-Christ, le Seigneur, que nous prêchons, et nous disons vos serviteurs à cause de Jésus, car Dieu qui a dit « La lumière brillera du sein des ténèbres » a fait briller la lumière dans nos cœurs pour faire splendir la connaissance de la gloire de Dieu sur la face de Christ.
Alléluia.
Amen.
He says, for God who said, let light shine out of darkness.
Car Dieu qui a dit, la lumière brillera du sein des ténèbres.
Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
God said, let there be light.
Mungu alisema acha kuwe mwangaza.
Where did he shine?
Mwangaza wapi?
In our hearts.
Ndani ya roho zetu.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
This light is shining where? In my heart.
Na
in your heart.
Mwangaza ilingaza wapi? Ndani ya roho yetu. Tutaipata kwenye Ephesians.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
The light shines in the heart.
Na mwangaza inangaza
so darkness is also where? In the heart. Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Since man fell,
ndiye mtu alianguka,
when man departed from God,
wakati mtu alijitenga na Mungu,
Darkness came into the heart.
Giza ikaingia ndani yake.
Our minds became darkness.
Na mafikiri yetu kakuwa giza.
When we see good, we call it evil.
Wakati tunaona mema tunaiita mabaya.
When we see evil, we call it good.
Wakati tunaona mabaya tunaiita mema.
Our emotions became darkened.
My emotions yetu zikakuwa giza.
Anger and bitterness.
Na roho mbaya na makali.
Malice and vengeance.
Malice na vengeance.
Took over our hearts.
Ikafunika roho yetu.
Jealousy took over our hearts.
Jalousy ikafunika
roho. Envy took over our hearts.
Tamaa ikafunika roho yetu.
All of these things are the works of darkness.
Hiyo vitu vyote ni makazi ya giza.
Hallelujah. Amen. So if we see these things working in our hearts.
Kama tunaona hiyo vitu vinaonekana ndani ya roho yetu.
Then we need light to come into that heart.
Tunalazima mwangaza ikuje.
Hallelujah. The light breaks the power of darkness.
Na mwangaza inavunja nguvu ya giza.
The more light comes into that heart.
Na zaidi mwangaza inakuja ndani
ya. The more darkness flees away.
Na zaidi giza inakimbia.
Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
We can open up our hearts.
Tunaweza fungula roho yetu.
We can allow this light.
Tunaweza fungua mwangaza.
And this light is a person.
Na hiyo mwangaza ni mtu.
His name is Jesus Christ.
Yes.
Amen.
Whenever he comes.
Wakati anakuja.
Darkness must flee away.
Giza inapaswa kukimbia.
And that soul begins to change.
Na hiyo nafsi inaanza kubadilika.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Darkness came into our desires.
Giza inaanza pia juu ya tamaa yetu.
We no longer are content with what we have.
Hatufurahii tena vitu ambavyo tunavyo.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
I have my house. I want somebody's house.
Niko na nyumba yangu lakini naanza tamania nyumba yangu.
I have my wife. I want somebody's wife.
Niko na mke wangu lakini natamania mke wa mwingine.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
We want things that do not belong to us.
Tunataka vitu ambavyo haviko vyetu.
Not only that, we want things that are wrong.
Na tunataka vitu ambavyo vilikuwa vibaya.
And things that are damaging to our soul.
Na vitu ambavyo vinatuua roho.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
But God is speaking tonight. He says, let there be light.
Na leo Amen. Mungu anatuambia usiku, acha mwangaza ikuwe.
Will you allow the light to shine into your heart?
Utaruhusu mwangaza ingae ndani ya moyo.
Will you allow the light to break the power of darkness?
Utaruhusu mwangaza ivunje nguvu ya shetani.
Hallelujah. John said, we have seen this light.
Yohana alisema tuliona huo mwangaza.
And this is the message you are bringing to me.
Na hii ndio ujumbe tunawaletea.
If you say you want to serve God.
Kama unasema utamtumikia Mungu.
We are telling you that God is light.
Tunaanza kuelezea kwa Mungu ni mwangaza.
There is no darkness in him.
Hakuna giza ndani yake.
That light and darkness cannot mix.
Na mwangaza na giza haziwezi changana.
And I'm trusting God.
Ninamfanyia Mungu confidence.
That this weekend
Ili weekend.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
We have to make a choice.
Tupase kuweza kufanya.
Whether to be light.
Wala mwangaza.
Or to be darkness.
Ama giza.
Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
Either light or darkness.
Daweza kuwa mwangaza ama giza.
Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So what we read here.
Wakati tulisoma hapa.
Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
Is that Paul said we have received the ministry.
Paulo anasema tulipokea.
When we receive the word of God,
wakati tunapokea neno
la Mungu, when we receive Jesus Christ into your life,
tunapokea Yesu Kristo ndani ya maisha
yetu, we receive a ministry,
tunapokea mafundisho.
It says because of this,
kwa ajili ya ile,
we have renounced the hidden things of dishonesty,
tunaachilia, tulikataa, tulirenonce mavitu yenye kufuchika ya hii dunia,
secret ways,
mavitu yenye kwa ndani ya,
things we do and we don't want anybody to see us,
vitu ambavyo tunafaa na hatupendi mtu atuone tunaifanya.
When I speak to you, not what is inside my heart,
na wakati mimi nasema kwa mimi nakuongelesha haiko nje yenye kwa moyo wangu,
using crafty methods,
natumia malisi mingi.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
He says we renounce them.
Anasema Paulo anasema tulirenonce tuliachia tulikata.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Things that if today
vitu kama leo
God says Mirel.
Mirel.
Today
leo
we are going to watch a film.
Tutaangalia television film.
The film is Mirel's heart.
Na tutaonesha roho ya Mirel.
Since the past 1 week.
Ishapita mposho moja.
Everything that has gone into on your heart.
Kitu yote ilipita ndani ya roho yako.
We're going to put it on television.
Tutaitia kwenye television.
And everybody will see it.
Na kila mmoja ataiona.
How would you like that?
Namna gani utaifurahia ile?
I'm sure you enter ferry.
Sorry.
As I'm sure you enter ferry and start going to Kinshasa.
Boat.
Tatora bato.
Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah. If God says your heart is what we are going to be watching today.
Kama Mungu anasema roho yako ndio yenye tutaangalia sisi wote leo kama television.
Maybe I will enter a bus.
Sama ndatola bato.
And then go to Uganda.
Bus. Na mimi naenda Uganda.
So that nobody will see me that day.
Ili Mungu mtu asinione ile siku.
Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. In fact, even the word of God.
Hata neno ya Mungu.
We will not handle it while you. I will not use it to make money from people. Or to control people. Or even to deceive people. Praise the name of the Lord. You see, but we live a life that is transparent. God is looking for transparent men. Hallelujah.
Amen.
You can look through this glass and see it through the other side. My life must become like that. Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
That is what it means to be a son of light. Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
You see, if this message we are preaching is not clear to you, something is happening to you. There is a spirit that is ruling over this environment. The Bible calls him the God of this world. He says it is the spirit that is working in the children of disobedience. And the people who do not know this gospel. It is that spirit that makes them behave the way they do. And it blocks their eyes. It covers their mind. So that this gospel is not clear to them. Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
It says such people are on the road to destruction. And this gospel is hidden to them. Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
But for us today, we are privileged. Because the light of the gospel is coming to us. But God is saying that this gospel must change your character. God, this gospel must straighten our lives out. Jesus said, let your light so shine.
Amen.
That men may see your good works.
Mm-hmm.
And give glory to God.
Mm-hmm.
People will look at you and say, thank God.
Mm-hmm.
There must be a God in heaven.
Mm-hmm.
If a man can live this life.
Kama mtu anaweza kuishi hivi.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
God is seeking such men in this land.
Mungu anatafuta watu wa vile kwenye hii udongo.
Praise the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
So God said, let there be light.
Na Mungu anasema acha kuwe mwangaza.
And there was light.
Na mwangaza ikakuwa.
Light came into the heart of a man.
Mwangaza ilitoka ndani ya roho ya mtu.
That day that man became born again.
Na ule ile siku ile mwanadamu akazaliwa mpya.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
But it is not enough that you are born again. God still has more work to do in your soul. Hallelujah.
Amen.
He said that God began to separate light from darkness. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Now it means that in the life of that person who has received Christ, darkness and light were what now? Mixed together. Today you are light. Today you are light. Tomorrow you are darkness. So people are wondering, what is this person? Today I see him carrying Bible. Tomorrow he is quarreling with his neighbor. Today I see him preaching the Bible. Tomorrow he is taking somebody's wife. Today I see him carrying Bible. The next day he is fighting at on the streets. Hallelujah.
Amen.
God says we must wake up today. Because we are children of light. We are no longer of darkness. Hallelujah.
Amen.
The Bible said that God has delivered us from the power and dominion and influence of darkness. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Darkness is a spirit.
Giza ni pepo.
It is an influence in the heart of men.
Yes. Yes.
And the power of darkness can be broken.
Amen.
By the entrance of light.
Na kupitia kukaya ya mwangaza.
Hallelujah.
As the word of God is coming to us today, God wants to separate light from darkness. Praise the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
He wants to separate your light from darkness.
Hallelujah.
So that's why God says to us, he says, have nothing to do with the unfruitful works of darkness. Let it no longer be a part of you. But rather, rather reprove them. Hallelujah.
Amen.
When you see where dark things are taking place, say, this is not right. Hallelujah.
Amen.
The way you live, when people are doing bad things around you, when they see you come, they stop what they are doing. Because your life is reproving that. There is something inside you that is judging darkness. Light is a spirit. God is light. Whenever light comes, darkness has to stay away. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. So God is speaking to us in very strong terms. Praise the name of the Lord. Tonight, we are looking at this matter. I believe God has more to speak to us on this matter. Praise the name of the Lord. Because the church of Jesus Christ must shine. Isaiah says, arise and shine. Because your light has come. Praise the name of the Lord. God is beginning to give us a word today that will bring light into our hearts. Praise the name of the Lord. Now, but if we refuse the light, we bring judgment upon our lives. Because Jesus Christ told us,
he
said that this is the condemnation. That light is coming to the world. But men rejected this light because their deeds were evil. Praise the name of the Lord. Men rejected light because their deeds were evil. When we want to retain our ungodly ways, automatically we close our heart to the gospel. Praise the name of the Lord. But you see, if we love God, and we love God's word, and God's word comes to us, and reproves us, and something happens in our hearts, and we say, oh, this thing I'm doing is not right. This attitude I have is not right. This way I'm going is not right. You have two options. One option is to repent and allow the light of God to come in. Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
The other option is to reject the light. And you will bring condemnation upon yourself. Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah. So God is speaking to us today that the people of God must be sons of light. Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
Everything about us must be transparent. There must be nothing for people to do
easy.
Our lives must be straight. Our lives must be clean. Our lives must be forthright. This is the call of God to the church in Goma. Praise the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
God wants to reprove darkness. He wants to rebuke darkness in our lives. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And as we stay in the presence of the Lord this weekend, my prayer is that light will shine into our hearts.
Amen.
And that darkness will flee away.
Amen.
That we will step into the light.
Amen.
And embrace the light.
Amen.
And the power of light
will
break the power of darkness.
If you have a situation in your life, if you have a situation in your life that you do not like, that you are embarrassed about, that you are ashamed of, but you want that thing to go away, then the light will shine. This word that we are hearing is light. And the Bible says that when this light enters, darkness will pass away. Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So this is God's call. This is God's, you know, invitation. This is what God is saying to us today. You must see yourself as a son of light. I want to read you something from Philippians quickly, because I want to stop. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Okay. Philippians chapter 3, chapter 2.
Philippians
2. We're just going to read verse 15. Verse 15. Read.
Okay. Nous allons lire Philippiens 2, le 15e verset. Afin que vous soyez irréprochables et purs, des enfants de Dieu, irréprochables au milieu d'une génération perverse et corrompue, parmi laquelle vous brillez comme des flambeaux dans le monde.
Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
He says here that you are to shine as what now? Light. In the midst of a crooked and a perverse generation. A twisted generation.
He
says, your life is supposed to be so different. Hallelujah.
Mm.
You are to be the different ones. Praise the name of the Lord.
Mm.
Hallelujah. It said, have nothing to do with darkness. Reprove it. Let your life expose darkness. Praise the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. So this is God's clarion call to us tonight. Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
Awake. Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
You see, when people live in darkness, they become spiritually dull. Okay, let's read that in 1 Thessalonians and I'll close here.
1 Thessalonians.
Chapter 5. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah.
Amen.
From verse 4 to verse 9.
1 Thessaloniciens, le 5e chapitre, à partir du 4e verset jusqu'au 9e verset.
4 to 9.
Mais vous, frères, vous n'êtes pas dans les ténèbres pour que ce jour vous surprenne comme un voleur. Vous êtes tous des enfants de la lumière et des enfants du jour. Nous ne sommes point de la nuit ni des ténèbres. Ne dormons donc point comme les autres, mais veillons et soyons sobres. Car ceux qui dorment, dorment la nuit, et ceux qui s'enivrent, s'enivrent la nuit. Mais nous qui sommes du jour, soyons sobres, et ayant revêti la cuirasse de la foi et de l'amour, et ayant pour casque l'espérance du salut. Car Dieu ne nous a pas destinés à la colère, mais à la possession du salut par notre Seigneur Jésus-Christ.
Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
We are living in a time of great darkness. Every day we look around, we see people around us changing. Men are becoming more wicked.
Watu wanakuwa wabaya sana.
Terrible things are happening around us.
Vitu vyenye kuwa hatari sana vinatupitia.
It is darkness overtaking the hearts of men.
Ni giza ambayo inakamata nafasi ndani ya moyo wa Mungu.
Humanity is headed towards destruction.
Na humanity inaenda inageuka kuwa uharibifu.
Hallelujah. But the Bible says that we are not giving over to darkness. So that this destruction will also come upon us. Hallelujah. He says, we are all sons of light and sons of the day. Hallelujah. We are not the people of darkness. So God is saying, you must give up the ways of darkness. If you say you are a child of God, the message tonight is that God is light. There is no darkness in Him. And you must not have darkness in you. Hallelujah.
Amen.
He said, don't be asleep like the others are sleeping. Hallelujah.
Amen.
But let us be alert and awake. See, those who are sleeping in the night. The night is the time when darkness is ruling. Hallelujah.
Amen.
What he's saying is that when you accommodate the works of darkness in your life,
inataka kusema ya kuwa wakati una akomode maisha ya giza ndani ya maisha yako,
you become spiritually dumb.
Unakuwa spiritually
dumb. In fact, you go to sleep spiritually.
Utenda lala spiritually.
Hallelujah. Mm. In the natural, when it is night like this, what happens?
Naturalement, wakati iko giza vile nini nafika?
Everybody goes to sleep.
Watu wote wanasinzia.
Praise the name of the Lord. Amen. When light comes,
wakati mwangaza inakuja,
everybody comes awake.
Watu wote wanakulamuka.
Hallelujah. Amen. If you find that your life has been dull spiritually, then check for the activities of darkness within your soul. Hallelujah.
Amen.
God is saying, wake up. God is saying to the church in Goma, wake up.
Yes.
He's saying to the people of this land, wake up. Hallelujah.
Amen.
We must wake up. We must judge darkness. We must renounce darkness. Darkness and light have nothing in common. If you leave this conference, you must hold this word. Light and darkness have nothing in common. Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
Light and darkness have nothing in common. Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Our night is far spent.
I'm
sure God will help us in the days to come to look at the practical aspects of this thing. We are sons of light. If you have received Jesus into your life, you have received light. God wants that light to grow brighter and brighter. So that all can see it. Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
When you begin to walk in the light, you are not afraid of witchcraft. Hallelujah.
Amen.
You are never afraid of witchcraft. Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
You are not afraid of, you know, anything. Because there is power in the light. Hallelujah. Whenever light comes, darkness runs away. When a man walks in the light, he is bold and confident. When he prays prayers, he expects the prayers to be answered. When he rebukes the spirit, he expects that spirit to run away because of his power of light. Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
I pray that we will embrace the light.
Amen.
God is saying to Goma, arise and shine.
Amen.
Because your light has come.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen. Amen.